Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Sunday afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin. Kyle Kercheval joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network as Quad Cities gets set to wrap up its final series of the year against the Sky Carp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Well, it's time to kick off this day's pregame show with our weekly edition of the Royals Minor League Report. We've got updates from AAA Omaha, AA Northwest Arkansas, of course, High A Quad Cities, and Single A Columbia. If you're unable to tune into this in the future and want to tune in every week, well, you can always find this report shared out across social media. Make sure you're following at Royals PD, that's Royals Player Development, and the Raising Royals account on X. And of course, you can always find this shared out amongst all the broadcasters who help put this together every week. So without further ado, I send it over to Nick Batters, the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers.
This is the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals, AAA Omaha.
The Omaha Storm Chasers remain one of the top teams in minor league baseball, taking three of the first five games from Cincinnati's AAA affiliate, the Louisville Bats. After dropping the series opener Tuesday, the Chasers rattled off three straight wins to reach a season-high 30 games over 500 after Friday's victory. Pitching continues to be a strong point for the Storm Chasers, as the club leads the AAA level in ERA and opponents' batting average, also tied for the most shutouts. An 8-0 win Thursday and 10-0 victory Friday are responsible for the majority of a 23-inning scoreless streak from the pitchers between Wednesday and Saturday. The pitching staff's second-longest scoreless streak of the season. It was the second time in August the Chasers pitched back-to-back shutouts, and both times, the second game has been a one-hit shutout, where the lone hit came from the first batter of the game for the opponent. At the plate, it's been a big week for John Rabe, whose 14 total bases over the first five games of the series represent a team best. He hit home runs Tuesday and Thursday and doubled in a pair of runs Saturday, part of a two-hit effort on his bobblehead night at Warner Park. First pitch.
Line drive ripped over the lead of the first baseman Higgins down the line. That'll roll to the wall. Fitzgerald scores from third. Now Cam Devaney gets the windmill around from first. He's in safely with a feet first slide. And it's a two-run double for John Rabe on his bobblehead night.
The series against Louisville representing the end of a two-week homestand. The Storm Chasers hit the road Tuesday to open up a six-game series with the Buffalo Bisons, Toronto's AAA affiliate, for the first meeting between Omaha and Buffalo since 1997. From Papillion, Nebraska, for the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
Double A Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals returned home from a two-week road trip to welcome in the last-place Corpus Christi Hooks for a six-game series at Arbus Ballpark, and the week got off to a great start. Northwest Arkansas kept the homers flowing in the series opener against the Astros AA affiliate, with Dylan Trump, Josh Lester, and Peyton Wilson all going deep, while Steven Zoback threw five hitless, scoreless innings en route to a 5-0 shutout win. John Schreiber took the mound in the second game of the series on rehab assignment, starting an 8-3 win over the Hooks, while Gavin Cross hit his 13th home run of the season. NWA banged out 14 hits in their third straight victory. Thursday, the Naturals lost 16-5. Justin Verlander got the start for Corpus Christi on rehab. Friday's game was a true pitcher's duel, though. Tyson Guerrero had been amazing in his last four starts, and Friday's was no different. The lefty locked down his fifth straight quality start, holding the Hooks to one run over seven innings of work. The bullpen kept it a one-run game until Cross hit his second homer of the week to get even.
The pitch.
Cross hammers one high in the air to deep right field. Baez doesn't even move. We're tied on a massive home run from Gavin Cross, 406 feet. It hit the sidewalk on the top of the berm and right. In the next inning, a strong storm blew through Springdale, postponing the game until Saturday, where the Naturals lost 2-1 after a wild pitch scored the Hooks' go-ahead run in the top of the ninth. Another one-run loss and a 6-5 setback Saturday night puts the Naturals in a spot where they need to win Sunday to get the series split while still vying for a postseason berth. Northwest Arkansas heads to Little Rock, Arkansas Tuesday to start the first of two remaining series with the Mariners AA affiliate, the Arkansas Travelers, who are currently in position to take that final playoff spot. From Arbus Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murphy.
High A Quad Cities.
Headed down the summer's home stretch, the River Bandits are still playing some of their best baseball of the season and remain in control of the second-half playoff berth with wins in three of their first five games against the Beloit Skycarp. During the series, River Bandits' wins have been marked by great starts. Ryan Ramsey set the tone Tuesday and for the second straight week led the way in a shutout, extending a scoreless inning streak to 16 frames with help from a season-high 8 strikeouts. After five innings of one-run ball from Henry Williams Wednesday, Ethan Bosacker crafted not only the best start of the week, but perhaps the best start of the season. He'll try again 2-2. Swing and a miss! 18 in a row retired by Ethan Bosacker. And oh yeah, 12 strikeouts for a new career high. The right-hander wound up retiring the first 20 batters he faced with just 76 pitches and finished Thursday's win with a near-perfect 7-inning performance, just Quad City's second of the season. Speaking of hot starts, Carson Rockefeller has flipped a switch since the flip of the calendar, posting a 1029 OPS through his first 14 games of the month, including a 3-run shot Saturday. 10 of the outfielder's 16 hits have gone for extra bases. But if you want to talk power and hot starts, look no further than Spencer Nivens, who hit go-ahead homers as the game's second batter Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now up to 12 on the season, Nivens owns 7 long balls in 15 August contests, the most in High A and the second most in all of minor league baseball. Next up, Quad Cities returns to Davenport for a 6-game set with former River Bandit Jared Dickey and his Eastern Division Lansing Lugnuts. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single A Columbia.
Columbia is officially on a home run watch. Top prospect Blake Mitchell hit 2 homers early in the series against Myrtle Beach and now sits just 1 homer behind Andy Gariola for the most in the Carolina League during the 2024 season. If Mitchell closes out the season with the most home runs in the league, it'll be the second time that Fireflies player has led the circuit in homers, joining Juan Carlos Negret in his 23 home runs in the 2021 season. While Mitchell's homer heroics have been fun to see at the dish, the pitching staff has continued to dominate in the second half. Friday, Felix Aranda worked his 7th quality start of the season and tallied his second stretch of back-to-back quality starts on the year. Then Logan Martin came out of the pen to offer 5 shutout innings Saturday as Columbia continues to throw up video game numbers with their relievers. The team as a whole has the 11th best ERA among full-season minor league baseball teams, but the bullpen continues to climb the ranks. Columbia's secondary pitching unit has a 3.12 ERA on the year, which is the 3rd best mark in the minors. They trail just the Midland Rockhounds and the Harrisburg Senators, who have a 3.02 and 3.03 ERA respectively. In addition to Martin's performance, Ismael Michel and Nick Regalado have also offered multiple scoreless innings at the beach for Columbia. Tuesday, the Fireflies return home to start a set against the North Division-leading Fredericksburg Nationals. From Columbia, I'm John Kosas.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
With that, we welcome you back inside the broadcast booth at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, where the High A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits, gets set to wrap up its series against the Skycarp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Welcome back in, everybody. Kyle Kircher will rejoining you. As always, a big shout-out to Nick Batters, Sean Mernon, and John Kosis for helping me put that together every single week. Always a pleasure to keep you informed with all things Royals Farm System. Well, for the Bandits, this is a big series finale. Quad Cities won each of the first three games this week against Beloit and looked well on their way to their 10th series win of the season. However, the fourth win of the week has been very elusive for the Bandits, and Quad Cities has been outscored 19-6 in the last two ball games, including an 11-5 defeat yesterday. Bandits got an early lead, as they have so often done this series, but Beloit scored 8 runs between the second and third innings and pulled away en route to a 6-run victory. Let's jump to the starting lineups for today's series finale. First for the Skycarp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. They are 21-26 in the second half, 7.5 games back of first place Wisconsin. Leading off, it's the center fielder Colby Shade. Gage Miller bats second and plays second, and batting third, it's short Wilfredo Laura. Kemp Alderman is again in right field, batting fourth. Mark Coley bats fifth and plays DH. And batting sixth, it's the first baseman, Brock Bradenburg. Sam Prater bats seventh. He's the catcher. Tony Bullard bats eighth and plays third. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Brett Roberts. On the mound for the Skycarp, it's the 24-year-old righty from Sun Valley, Idaho, Ike Buxton, who will be making his 16th start of the year. Buxton, 2-6 with a 4.94 ERA. Last week against West Michigan, he pitched 3 2/3 innings, gave up a run on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts, and took a no decision. This start marks his 5th career against the River Bandits, but just his 2nd of this season. Buxton's been a bit up and down in terms of injury as of late, and today marks his first start at home since all the way back in June. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They are 24-23 in the second half, leading the way for that last playoff spot and 4.5 games back of first place Wisconsin. Leading off, it is the shortstop Dustin Dickerson. The red-hot Spencer Nivens again bats second and plays right. And batting third at first base, Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner is the cleanup hitter. He's over at third. Carson Rockefeller is in his usual center, batting fifth. And batting sixth, the DH, Justin Johnson. Lisandro Rodriguez is back in the lineup card. He'll bat seventh and play second base. Kyle Hayes does the catching and bats eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Davis Nadal. On the mound for Quad Cities, making his 22nd appearance of the year and his 4th start, it's the 22-year-old lefty Oscar Rayo. He has been one of the hidden gems in Kansas City's farm system this year, posting a 3-0 record with a 2.23 ERA. Last week, 5 scoreless innings against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and across his first 4 starts this year, he has given up just 1 earned run in 14 innings. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. We'll have more on the lineup and the starting pitching matchup in just a moment on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air. For the final time this season, Quad Cities takes on the Beloit Skycarp, the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. A win today nets Quad Cities its fourth win of the week and its 10th series win of the season as they continue to hold on to that last playoff spot in the Western Division. Kyle Kirchvill with you as always. Wherever you're tuned in from this Sunday afternoon, we appreciate you doing so. Bandits looking for win number 4 against the Skycarp, and a nice crowd has descended upon ABC Supply Stadium for this Sunday afternoon contest. First pitch temperature is going to clock in at 74 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. There has not been a lot of wind this week. However, there's a slight breeze blowing straight across the diamond from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole, and that should help out any left-handed hitters today trying to yank the ball out of the ballpark. Trying to stop the River Bandits hitters, it's the righty Ike Buxton, the starter for the Skycarp. The 24-year-old is from Sun Valley, Idaho, and tonight makes his 16th start of the season and his 23rd at the high A level. Buxton, 24 years old, a 15th round pick by Miami back in 2022 out of Lipscomb University in Nashville. He actually began his collegiate career at Boise State as a catcher, but as his college summers went on, he eventually transitioned to pitcher. He was drafted by a pitcher, and that's all he's done since turning pro. Top third of the order to face him tonight for the Bandits, or this afternoon, I should say, the shortstop Dustin Dickerson, right fielder Spencer Nivens, and first baseman Jack Caglione. It's the three usual suspects atop the card for Brooks Conrad. The Bandits will round out the series in the traditional road grays, and the Beloit Skycarp in the alternate blues. It's been this same jersey combo all week in Beloit. The Skycarp have not broken out the home white jerseys for whichever reason. Dickerson in the box, ready to get us going. Derek Pacheco, the home plate umpire. Christian Argueza patrolling the bases. Buxton didn't like the baseball he had, so he gets a new one, and now is officially ready to start the ball game. Right-hander v. right-hander, first pitch. Fastball down and away, ball one. We are underway at 1:05 Central Time, right on time here in Beloit. And Dickerson in the lineup atop the card yesterday, 1-0. Another fastball, this time a called strike one. He did not record a hit, went 0-for-2 officially, but he reached base three times, including a pair of walks. Also was hit by a pitch once. Here's Buxton's 1-1. Change up low, 2-1. Both starting pitchers tonight really emphasize the ground ball as part of their game. Buxton doesn't throw nearly as many strikes as Ryo. 2-1. Swing and a miss through the heater. It's 2-2. But the primary pitch for Buxton is his power sinker, which sits 93-95. He'll also mix in a slider and a changeup. 2-2 pitch on the way to Dickerson. Buxton deals, and it's called strike three at the knees. Sinker at 95. Good start to the game for Buxton. He catches Dickerson looking, and that'll bring up Spencer Nivens. Well, if you've been following Quad Cities this week, or even if you just tuned into the Royals minor league report, you know how the first inning has treated Nivens in these last three ball games. He has a homer in each of his last three first inning at-bats. He has given Quad Cities a 1-0 lead in each of the last three games. First pitch, down and away, ball one. So with the homers in the last three, Nivens has 12 on the year to lead Quad Cities. 11 of those have come in the second half. 1-0 pitch from Buxton. High and outside, 2-0. He's now left the yard three straight nights, has a high A best 7 homers in his first 15 games in August. Just ridiculous power numbers. 2-0. Slice towards third on one hop, Bullard fields. He sets his feet, throws to first, and for the first time in 4 days, the Sky Carp keep the ball inside the ballpark and retire Nivens for the second out. So as Jack Caglione steps up, let's set the rest of the Sky Carp defense for you. Shade back in center, Robertson left, Alderman in right field. Lowry's at short, Miller's at second. The aforementioned Buller at third, Vredenberg at first, Prater behind the plate. First pitch, Cags takes that sinker low for ball one. He was the first baseman for Quad Cities yesterday, but he was ejected in the third inning after just two ABs. 1-0. Powered in the air, right center field and deep. Shade is back in the alley. He reaches up and makes the catch in deep right center field, just a couple of steps in front of the wall. Good swing from Caglione, but just missed it. Ike Buxton has a 1-2-3 first inning. Out to the hill for Quad Cities, Oscar Rayo, the Nicaraguan left-hander, ready to make his fourth start as a River Bandit. We're scoreless through one-half frame on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Shade, Gage Miller, Wilfredo Lara do up for the Sky Carp in the bottom of the first. Starter Ike Buxton set the Bandits down in order despite a 111-mile-per-hour swing from Jack Caglione, who nearly sent one over the right center field wall. Well, if you followed the Bandits this year, you know what kind of a summer it's been for Oscar Rayo, the 22-year-old lefty from Nicaragua, 3-0 with a 2.23 ERA. Today, Brooks Conrad asks him to start. He's excelled in whatever role the skipper's asked him to take on this year. First pitch to Shade, outside for ball one. Rayo has done everything from pick up a couple of outs to piggyback start to straight up start as Shade takes a called strike on the low outside corner. He is a tough customer to start the game against. Shade with 11 total bases in 5 games this week, including a grand slam. Third offering from Rayo is outside. It's 2-1. He's playing in his 15th game as a Sky Carp, batting .275 with an .810 OPS. The pitch. Outside, 3-1. Rayo pounds the strike zone as much as anybody in the Bandits' staff. He's issued just 17 walks in 64 and two-thirds innings this year. 3-1. Right on cue, he misses inside with a slider, and Colby Shade draws a leadoff walk. So some early traffic for Rayo, even though the walk number's extremely low for him this year. He has walked more batters in the month of August than he has in any previous month, and he's only made 4 appearances, including this one. But he's walked just 4 batters in 11 frames. First pitch to Gage Miller, grounded up the middle. It's past the second baseman, Rodriguez, into center field. Shade gets up to third base. And the Sky Carp once again attacked the Bandits with that hit and run. Miller did not hit it all that hard up the middle, but Rodriguez was racing over to cover second base and had to slam on the brakes as the ball was going behind him. He went into a slide to try to stop his momentum and reach back, but it got behind him. into the outfield to allow Shade up to third. Miller's got a single, and already the Skycarp with men at the corners and no one out for Wilfredo Laura. First pitch. Called strike on the slider. It's 0-1. Ryo's not going to blow you away with amazing velocity. Heater will sit in the low 90s, but again, it's all about command and location for him. 0-1. Line drive left field. It's down in front of Nadal for a base hit. Shade trots home with the game's first run. It's 1-0 Skycarp after just three hitters in the bottom of the first. Now Miller moves up to second base. Laura extends a hit streak to now six games and drives in his 35th RBI of the season. A number that's featuring help from his time with both the Skycarp and mostly with High A Brooklyn. He was traded from the Mets earlier this week, or I should say back in late July. Kemp Alderman now at the plate. He'll take down and away for ball one. The right fielder for Beloit, also with a little hit streak going. He's recorded knocks in three straight games. Yesterday, 1-for-5 with a single. Playing in his 15th game as a Carp. The pitch. Fouled over the right side. It's 1-1. Well, this run allowed by Ryo, just the second he's given up in 14 innings working as a starter this year. His 1-1. Grounded to the right side. It's knocked down by Caglione. It rolls towards second base. No one's got it, and everybody is safe. That'll load the bases for Beloit. Caglione was way off the bag at first. They were shifted heavily towards left, playing the pull. Caglione was about halfway between first and second base, reached out with the backhand. It went off his glove and deflected away from Lisandro Rodriguez, who just can't buy a break early on today. And it looks like they're going to rule it a hit for Alderman. So now Mark Coley steps in, and he takes down and in for ball one. This has been a terrific start for the Skycarp, whose offense was very weak through the first half of the series. 1-0. Called strike, low outside corner with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 1-1. But as I mentioned just a moment ago in the broadcast, the last two games have been complete opposite. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup. 1-2. Skycarp beat the Bandits 8-1 Friday, 11-5 yesterday. 19 hits, 19 runs in their last two ball games, not including today. Ryo's still looking for the first out of the frame. He fires the 1-2, and it's chopped foul next to the Bandits' dugout. Colby Shade drew a walk to start the afternoon. Gage Miller reached on an infield single before Wilfredo Laura drove one to left to score Shade. Kemp Alderman just reached on an infield hit. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Mark Coley can't connect on an elevated fastball. Ryo sped up the delivery there a little bit. May have thrown off Coley's timing. But that's a much-needed first out for the Bandit starter. So base is still juiced, but a ground ball could potentially end the inning. Ryo will go left on left against the only lefty in Billy Gardner Jr.'s lineup, Brock Vredenburgh. First pitch to him. Check swing. It's high and inside, and he did not go. Ball one. Vredenburgh got a day off yesterday, which meant that all nine hitters for Beloit were right-handed. Last we saw, Vredenburgh was on Friday. He went 0-for-2 with a couple of walks. The pitch. Slider hits the outer half for a called strike one. Skycarp with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Quad Cities is now trailed in each of their last nine innings, going back to the second inning yesterday. 1-1 comes in. Fouled over the netting, out of play. It's 1-2 on Vredenburgh. Brock, 22 years old, from Pasadena, California. Third round pick by the Marlins last year. Stands a towering 6'6", 230 in the left-handed batter's box. think his pants alone are as tall as me. The pitch. Slider. See you later. Strike three on the low outside corner. Back-to-back punch-outs for Oscar Rayo. Well, he's trying to tiptoe through the rest of this frame and minimize the damage. Back-to-back bases-loaded strikeouts for number 16. And now Ryan faces the seven-hole hitter, the Skycarp catcher Sam Prater. Left on right, the first pitch. In the dirt, good stop by Kyle Hayes, ball one. By the way, the Bandits with Rockefeller in center today. Nadal's in left, Nivens in right. Dickerson and Rodriguez make up the middle infield. They're at short and second, respectively. Werner's at third. Caglione across the way at first. Kyle Hayes does the catching. 1-0. Popped up, first base side. Foul ground. It's going to get into the seats. And it's a strike on Prater. This is just the second game Prater has played in this week. It's been mostly Ryan Ignafo, who's been one of the best hitters in the league. The pitch. Fouled into the netting. One ball, two strikes. Bandits are really helped out by Ignafo not being in the lineup in this series. He's 8 for 17 with a home run, three doubles, and six RBIs. He had four of those yesterday. Prater filling in, trying to do his best impression here. 1-2. Soft roller to the right side. Caglione fields. Flip to Rayo. Long run to first. The race to the bag. He is out. Terrific work from Rayo, who came off the hill as quick as he could. And he teams up with Caglione to end the inning. So the Skycarps strand him loaded, but Rayo does give up a run on the RBI single to Wilfredo Laura. We go to the second, 1-0 Skycarp on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Skycarp score a run in the bottom of the first, but it could have been a lot worse for Oscar Rayo. Bandit starter strands the bases loaded and keeps it just an early 1-0 deficit. Bandits back to the plate with Trevor Werner leading off the top of the second against Ike Buxton. First pitch. Called strike, base of the zone. It's 0-1. Werner, Rockefeller, Johnson due up for the Bandits. The usual 4, 5, and 6 hitters as of late. 0-1. Breaking ball missed high and outside. One ball, one strike. Werner had a multi-hit effort yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with a single, a double, a walk, and 2 runs scored. The pitch. Skips in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. It's been a decent series for Werner. He's only hit 238 during the set, but he's got a pair of doubles, and he's also stolen a couple of bases. The pitch. chopped over towards third, charging and fielding as Bullard. He fires on the run to first and sails it over Vredenburg towards the sidewall. Werner is going to advance to second base without a throw. That ball nearly foul. Bullard picked it up right near the bag, and it would have been risky for him to have let it roll. So he tried to take all the risk out of it and just make the strong throw. A valiant effort, but it's likely going to be a single and an error to put a man in scoring position. Carson Rockefeller trying to take advantage now. First pitch, bloop towards left. Roberts is right there. He'll make the catch, and Rock is quickly retired after the base hit. So one down, man at second for Justin Johnson. We have talked a lot about him this month, and rightfully so. He leads the Midwest League in hitting since July 4th, batting .327. In the month of August, he's hitting .377. That's an on-base percentage just under .500. Buxton delivers. It's up and in for ball one. So sure enough, it's going as a base hit for Werner. It's his sixth of the series. It's also going to be an E5 on Bullard, his fourth of the year. 1-0 offering. Another fly ball towards left field. Should be routine for Roberts. He drifts to his right, makes the catch, and there are now two away. So back-to-back fly balls for Buxton. That'll bring up Lisandro Rodriguez. Well, three of the five outs Buxton's picked up today have been via fly ball, which is not exactly how he picks up outs, at least historically. He's a heavy ground ball pitcher. Switch hitter Lisandro Rodriguez now in the left-handed batter's box. He'll offer it the first pitch, but fouled out of play for strike one. His ground ball rate last year, which included time at three different levels in the Marlins farm system, was in the mid-60s in terms of percentage. 0-1. Floated in the air, left center field. Again, Roberts sprinting over, and he'll make the catch to end the inning. Three straight flyouts to Brett Roberts. And Trevor Werner is left stranded in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the second. Beloit leads the River Bandits 1-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Bottom of the second at EBC Supply Stadium. The Bandits picked up their first hit of the ball game in the last half frame, but after Trevor Werner got to second base with no one out, Ike Buxton responded with three straight fly balls to strand him there. Bandit starter Oscar Rio back to work. bottom of the second, led off by Tony Bullard, and he fouls the first pitch out of play down the first base side. Skycarp's approach this week, very aggressive, regardless of who's been on the hill for the Bandits. A one. Bullard scoops another one towards right field. This is closer to fair ground. Racing over is Nivens, but it's up foul into the picnic area for a quick strike two. Tony was out of the lineup yesterday. He hit fourth for Beloit on Friday. Went 0 for 4. Also struck out once. He's a 259 hitter this year for Beloit. One homer, 12 driven in. Ryo's 0-2. Up and in around the hands. One ball, two strikes. Skycarp had each of their first four batters reach in the first. Ryo danced out of danger, though, giving up just one run and stranding the bases loaded. 1-2. Line drive left field to his right. Nadal sprinting back. He jumps up at the warning track and makes the catch with his cap tumbling to the turf. Well, Dave East has not played a lot in this series, but he was all over that one. Sprinted back towards the wall, timed the jump perfectly, and takes away what would have been extra bases for Bullard. So one out, nobody on for Brett Roberts. He'll take high and away for ball one. Now, speaking of catches in center field, he recorded all three outs in the last half inning. Last four outs of the ball game have been F7s in the scorebook. 1-0 from Ryo. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Roberts in the nine spot, playing in his 33rd game for Beloit this year. Batting 213 with four homers. The pitch. Down and away with a slider. One ball, one strike. Just the second game of the week for Roberts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing off the plate outside for strike two. Brett was in the game Wednesday, was the DH batting ninth. He was pinch hit for late in the ball game. 2-2. Foul tip into Hayes' glove. It's strike three. Third punch out of the game for Oscar Ryo, who since giving up those four straight base runners to open his day, has retired five straight, including the three punch outs. So back to the top of the order for Colby Shade, who got that early rally started with a walk. Came in to score on the Laura single. Left on right, Ryo deals. Sliders outside for ball one. Boy, he has really leaned on that pitch early. Even though it's just a ton of righties in the lineup, he's not hesitated to throw it. 1-0. Cued off the end of the bat foul towards the first base on deck circle. It's 1-1. The splits for Ryo this year have actually favored him against right-handed hitters. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 after a curveball. Lefties are hitting 262 against Ryo. Righties just 203. And obviously, you face way more right-handers than left-handers. 1-2. Outside with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Two balls, two strikes on Colby Shade. He's got hits in five straight games for Beloit. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing in the dirt. Hayes picks up the ball, throws to first, and completes the third out of the inning and the fourth strikeout for Oscar Ryo. So after the tough start, Ryo's bounced back nicely. Bandits back to the plate for the top of the third, trailing 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Bandidos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the third inning at ABC Supply Stadium. The River Bandits wrapping up their six-game series against Beloit. It's the final time the Bandits will meet with the Marlins High A affiliate this year. Bottom third of the order, well, not quite all of it, but two-thirds of the bottom third to hit in this frame. Bandits will have Kyle Hayes, Davies Nadal, and Dustin Dickerson due up against Ike Buxton. Ike's faced one over the minimum through two scoreless innings. He's got one strikeout thus far. Kyle Hayes gets us going. He's playing in his 10th game as a River Bandit this year. He's four for his first 28 with two doubles and four driven in. First pitch called strike on the low outside corner, 0-1. Hazy did the catching Thursday. Hit ninth, went 0-for-3 with a walk at the plate. 0-1. Inside, 1-1. Last time Buxton pitched against Quad Cities was all the way back in May. He's only faced him once this year. The pitch. Up and in, 2-1. And he struggled back in May. He actually took his third loss of the season, giving up 4 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Allowed a homer to Brett Squires. The pitch. Fastball, low and outside, 3. Squires has been on the injured list since way back in the first half of the year. 3-1. Low and outside, 4. So Kyle Hayes, now with 6 walks in 10 games this year. He's now reached in 6 straight ball games. He gets on for Davies Nadal. Nadi played in the game Friday and really struggled. Went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, and several of those punch-outs were on just 3 pitches. Buxton into the stretch. First pitch. Nadal squares to bunt and pulls back, but takes strike one right down the middle at 93. Infield is shifted well towards right field, but now the third baseman, Bullard, even with the bag on the left side, cheating in. Nadal squares around again and fouls the 0-1 pitch back to the screen. It's nothing and two. Davies upset with himself. He's holding the bat by the barrel and punching the knob into the dirt. He's a 143 hitter for the Bandits this year with 3 homers, 13 driven in. His first of his 3 homers came against Beloit here at ABC Supply Stadium. 0-2. Nadal takes inside. Did not square around that time. It's 1. He's back over in left field where he's spent most of his time as a River Bandit. Former Pirates farmhand in the Edward Olivares trade a year ago. 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, stabbed by Prater. He looks Hayes back at first. Skycarp lead Quad Cities 1-0 in the top of the third inning. They're trying to win their third straight game to force a split of this series while the Bandits are trying to get back into the run column and the hit column. Buxton wants a new baseball. He gets it from Derek Pacheco and now resets just above the belt. 2-2. High with the fastball. 3-2 on Nadal. Hayes is not really a stolen base threat, but Vredenburg is holding him on the right side. Nadal has fought back from down 0-2. The pitch. Line towards right field. That's fair down the line into the corner. Hayes is around second base, up to third. He gets a stop sign there, and Nadal pulls into second base with a double. From down 0-2, trying to bunt to his fourth double of the season to put the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position for the top of the order. Buxton left the fastball right down the middle at 93, and Nadal scorched it 104 off the bat. Base knuckle. Bring Dustin Dickerson to the plate, Quad City's leadoff man. The only strikeout victim for Buxton thus far. He went down looking as the opening hitter of the game. Skycarp have the infield halfway in, at least the corners. First pitch. Foul back to the screen for strike one. Dickerson's had a quiet week. He's just 1-for-15. Struck out now 6 times, including the one earlier today. Buxton delivers the 0-1. Chopped up the middle. That's going to score a run. Miller plays the ground ball, flips to first for the out, but in to score Kyle Hayes. And we're knotted up in the third. Job well done for Dustin Dickerson. I'm sure he much would have preferred a base knock and scored 2 runs, but he'll take his 30th RBI and get some high fives in that third base dugout. So now it's Spencer Nivens trying to bring home Nadal from third to put Quad Cities in the lead. First pitch. Chopper to the right side. It squeaks through for a base hit. Nadal scores, and Spencer Nivens safe at first base with the go-ahead RBI single. 2-1 Bandits in the third. He's got RBIs in 4 straight ball games. This one not a homer, but effective nonetheless. Quad City's coming through with runners in scoring position, something that has been a real challenge for them in their last couple of losses. So Nivens at first, still one out, and Jack Caglione at the dish. The pitch from Buxton, fouled into the glove of Prater for strike one. Caglione flew out his first time up in the first, but he rocked the ball 1-11 off the bat to deep right center field. Shea just tracked it down and made the squeeze. Buxton's 0-1. Fouled over the third base dugout. Quickly 0-2 on Caglione. Jack is 6 for his first 35 as a professional. It's an average below 175. But he does have a double and a grand slam already to his credit. Here comes Buxton's 0-2. The pitch. Sliced into left field, past the diving Bullard. A base hit for Caglione, who goes against the shift and keeps this third inning rally going for Quad Cities. His hit earlier this week, just like that one. He was late on a fastball. It was 95 basically down the middle, but with the power Caglione has, he's able to get it through the infield more often than not when he makes contact on the ground. At least it feels that way. So a mound visit now for Beloit. Jason Erickson's going to go out to the hill. Quad City's all of a sudden with 2 runs and 3 hits in this inning. And still 2 men on for Trevor Werner, who had the first hit for the Bandits back in the second. So Nivens at second base, Caglione taking his spot at first. Buxton now right on right against the Bandits' third baseman. Ike takes a deep breath and delivers. Popped foul into the netting, strike one. Buxton, a 15th round pick out of Lipscomb University. There have been a couple of major leaguers out of that school. 4 to be exact, including The likes of Rex Brothers and Caleb Joseph are a few names for you. 0-1. Big curveball missed inside. It's ball one. Of course, Brothers, a relief pitcher, spent most of his career with the Colorado Rockies. Caleb Joseph, primarily with the Baltimore Orioles. He's a catcher. 1-1. Called strike, low outside corner, 1-2. Werner is slowly but surely working that average up towards the Mendoza line. He's a 196 hitter in 101 games this year. He's one of just 10 players to appear in a century's worth of Midwest League contests this summer. Buxton's 1-2. Sent foul over the berm on the left side, over by the Rock River. It's 2-1 Quad Cities in the top of the third inning. Ike Buxton had faced just one over the minimum through two scoreless frames, and here in the second, or rather in the third, has allowed four of the five batters he's faced to reach, and the one who didn't reach, Dustin Dickerson, drove in a run. The pitch, swing and a miss, took Werner off the low outside corner, and that was a terrific changeup for strikeout number two and the second out of the frame. Nice sequence there from Buxton. And now he'll go toe-to-toe against Carson Rockefort, who flew out on the first pitch he saw tonight back in the second inning. Niven still at second, Caglione at first. The pitch from Buxton. Low and inside for ball one. Well, after recording just one extra base hit in the month of July, 10 of Rockefort's 16 hits in the month of August have gone for a double or more. 1-0. Called strike, low outside corner, 1-1. Yesterday, he put together a two-hit, four RBI performance. Had a three-run homer in the fifth and an RBI double in the ninth. 1-1. Chopper towards second. Miller plays three hops. He'll go to first, and it's scooped out by Vredenburg. Not a good throw, but Brock bails out his second baseman to end the inning. Quad Cities has jumped in front. Dustin Dickerson ties it up with an RBI groundout, and then Spencer Nivens, per usual, gives the Bandits a one-run lead. To the bottom of three we go on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Starting up the home half of the third inning, Quad Cities now leading Beloit 2-1. Bandits both tied the game and took the lead in the last half frame. An RBI single from Spencer Nivens, the difference. Gage Miller leads off the inning. First pitch from Oscar Rayo is upstairs for ball one. Miller, Laura, Alderman due up against the Southpaw. 2-3-4 for Billy Gardner Jr. The pitch. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone at 82. It's a ball and a strike. Miller has one of Beloit's three hits. His was a single back in the first. The pitch. Slider catches the outside corner, a called strike two. Bio slowed it down to 82 miles an hour and just brushed up against the edge of the zone. Miller is still getting his feet wet in high A, playing in just his fifth game as a member of the Sky Carp. Started the year in single A Jupiter. The pitch. Shanked foul down the right side. Fastball crept up to 90 on the gun, but Miller fights it away. Through his first four games with Beloit, he's 2-for-17. Has a couple of RBIs, though. Both came yesterday. Another 1-2 pitch from Ryo. Foul back. Ricochets off the backstop, rolls back towards Kyle Hayes. Miller, a second-team All-American, is dubbed by Perfect Game this last year. Played his college ball with Alabama. He sends the 1-2 to straightaway center field. Rockford backs up, eventually makes the catch. And Miller's retired for the inning's first out. It'll bring up Wilfredo Laura. Laura's the youngest position player by a substantial amount on this Beloit roster. He's just 20 years old. Didn't turn 20 until the latter weeks of April. Left on right, Ryo deals. Pop foul over the first base dugout. Clears the seating bowl and lands somewhere, presumably, on Sherland Avenue, which runs parallel to the right field line. 0-1. Another foul ball over the netting and out of the ballpark, somewhere near Sherland Avenue. Oscar Ryo's really settled down since the rough start to the first. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Laura down on three pitches. And Ryo now with five strikeouts in the game and eight in a row retired after the four straight reach to start the ball game. This looks like the Ryo we've watched this season. I don't know who that guy was in the first, but this is the Nicaraguan. First pitch to Kemp Alderman. Swing and a miss through the changeup. Strike one. Alderman was the last Sky Carp to reach. Singled in the first inning to load the bases, but then Ryo worked out of the jam. 0-1. Bouncer over to short. Backhand stop for Dickerson. Throw from deep in the hole is in time. Caglione with a nice stretch. Helps out the shortstop and helps Oscar Ryo complete back-to-back perfect frames. Bandits back to the plate for the start of the fourth. They lead the Sky Carp 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the fourth at ABC Supply Stadium. Justin Johnson will lead it off for Quad Cities. Bandits have a 2-1 lead, trying to pick up win number four of the week to claim a series victory over the Beloit Sky Carp. Both these teams still battling it out for that last playoff spot in the Western Division, but Bandits currently lead the way by a full game over Cedar Rapids and Peoria and three over Beloit. First pitch from Ike Buxton. Down and away, ball one. Fourth frame of work for the Sky Carp starter. He's given up two runs in three innings and thrown 44 pitches. 27 have gone for a strike. 1-0 to Johnson. Down and outside, two balls, no strikes. Johnson flew out to left field back in the second inning. Yesterday hit sixth as well and went 2-for-4. The pitch. That's low, three balls, no strikes. Johnson now with 10 multi-hit games since Independence Day. Low and outside, ball four. The Bandits will start the fourth inning just as they did the third with a leadoff walk. So a man already on for Lisandro Rodriguez, who Mike Johnson flew out his first time on. Buxton this year walking 4.5 batters per nine innings. It's not a terrific mark, but one that's lower than where it's been throughout his career. Switch hitter, bats left-handed, skies another one towards left field. Roberts coming on, he's got a play it on a hop, and it bounces past him with some whack spin. Up to third goes Johnson, and Rodriguez is safe at second with a bit of a bizarre double, but a double nonetheless. That baseball had so much spin on it, it looked like it would be a lazy flyout, but Roberts just kept coming in. And not only did it hit the turf, but with that spin, it shot away towards the sidewall. Roberts couldn't get to it, and Rodriguez takes an extra 90 feet. So Lizzie's got his first extra base hit as a River Bandit. And Quad Cities has two in scoring position for Kyle Hayes, the right-handed hitting catcher. He drew a walk his first time up. The pitch. Called strike, top of the zone. It's 0-1. That one was at the very upper reaches of the square. Hayes, Quad Cities catcher, looking back towards Pacheco and making sure he's going to get that call for Oscar Rayo when he's the one behind the plate. Buxton's 0-1. Down and away with a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Now Buxton, as I was mentioning earlier, a big strikeout guy, or rather a big ground ball guy traditionally. His ground ball rate down by about 20% though from last year to this year. 1-1. Outside, ball two. He's kind of been a little unlucky. His batting average on balls in play is .347, which is pretty high. The 2-1. Low and inside. Fastball missed, and it's three balls, one strike on Hayes, who, as he's already shown through his first handful of games this year, is more than happy to work a walk. Going for his second in the last two innings. 3-1. Outside, ball four. Another walk for Mike Buxton. Second of the game for Hayes, and that's going to load the bases with nobody out. The table set nicely for Davies Nadal, and before he'll see a pitch, Jason Erickson is going back to the mound for Beloit. Buxton's pitch count at 54, and he's only thrown 29 for a strike. Nadal was at the plate trying to bunt in the third inning. Missed both of his first two attempts, fell behind, no balls, two strikes. Worked the count full, and then eventually doubled down the right field line. so he got to see a decent amount of pitches and wound up with a hit after it was all said and done. And with the bases juiced and nobody out, Davies just trying to put something in play to extend a 2-1 Bandits lead. Jason Erickson back in the dugout. Nadal digs into the left-handed batter's box. Buxton kicks and fires. And the slider is a strike on the inner half at 82. It's 0-1. Nadal has basically become the third outfielder for Quad Cities this season. Here's the 0-1. High and outside, 1-1. He and Sam Kulasingham spending some time in the corner outfield spots after Gene Ramirez was released on Tuesday. Kulasingham more of an infielder. Nadal, a utility guy. The pitch. Fouled straight back. 1-2. You could definitely call Kulasingham one as well. Played some outfield summer collegiate-wise, but mostly at Air Force, was at first and second base. But the Bandits roster has 9 infielders, so if Brooks Conrad's trying to get Sam and Davies in the lineup, they got to play one of those corner outfield spots. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball, right field, well struck. Alderman into the alley, reaches up and makes the catch. Johnson's going to tag from third and score. And up to third base goes Rodriguez. Job well done for Davies Nadal. He's got a sack fly, and the Bandits have a 3-1 lead. Situational hitting, something Ryan Powers and that coaching staff have harped on tremendously this year. Nadal grabs his 14th ribby of the year, and the Bandits still threaten. Then at the corners for Dustin Dickerson, who's due for a hit. First pitch. Line drive past the diving Bullard into left field. Rodriguez scores, and the Bandits have a 4-1 lead. I bet that one felt good for Dickerson. Just his second hit of the week, but his second RBI of the ball game. And Quad Cities is starting to get some of those key hits that they were missing over the last two ball games. So Hayes moves up to second. Dickerson at first. Spencer Nivens at the plate with one out. First pitch grounded to the right side. Miller fields on a knee, flips to first. It's his only play. Nivens is retired 4-3, but Hayes advances to third, and Dickerson scoots up to second. Now Jack Caglione with an opportunity. He was late on a Buxton fastball in the third, but was able to get the barrel on it, ground it into left field for a base hit. He started the night 1-for-2 after being ejected yesterday. First pitch. In the dirt. Great stop by Sam Prater. That was run-saving. It's ball one. With Caglione's yesterday, there have now been 11 ejections for either River Bandits players, coaches, or staff members this year. 1-0. Called strike, low inside corner. It's 1-1. I have a spot in my daily game notes where I track the ejections. I've had the same format for the last couple of years. I've never had to extend that box to make more space until this year, and I've had to extend it 3 different times. 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2-1. The vast majority of the ejections have been balls and strikes related. There are just a couple of others that are safe and out, fair and foul. 2-1. Wave and a miss through a fastball. 2-2. If you're wondering, Brooks Conrad has been ejected 3 times, the Bandit skipper. Ryan Powers has been thrown out a couple of times. Pitching coach Derek Lewis only once. 2-2 coming in. Kags drills it, right field corner and deep. Alderman looks up, and it is gone! Three-run smash, Jack Caglione, and the Bandits are blowing it open in the fourth. Second professional long ball for the former Gator, and he loves that one. He wasn't all that content with his first homer being a grand slam off a position player. Caglione is going to count this one. 108 off the bat, 395 to right field. Boy, Buxton hung a slider, and that is the wrong guy to do that to. It cleared the protective netting in right field, bounced over towards the kids area, but no children harmed on the second professional homer for Jack Caglione. The Bandits have a 5-spot in the fourth and a 7-1 lead. Skycart making a move to the bullpen. We'll take a pause on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Cities has scored 5 times here in the fourth inning, and they're still rolling. Alex Williams out of the Beloit bullpen, ready to face Trevor Werner with 2 outs and the base is empty. First pitch, swing and a tip into the catcher Prater, into his glove, I should say. It's strike one. Davies Nadal got the rally started with a sac fly. Dustin Dickerson then drove in a man with an RBI single. Before 2 batters later, Jack Caglione launched a 3-run homer to knock Ike Buxton out of the game. 0-1. Missed inside. 1-1. This is the second time Williams has pitched in this series. We first saw him Friday through a scoreless 9th inning to nail down an 8-1 Beloit win. 1-1. Down and outside with a slider. 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams, an 11th round pick out of Stanford. Marlins took him in 2022 after 4 years in the Pac-12. 2-1. Fastball, low and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. On the year, Williams has played for 2 different levels in the Marlins organization, but the vast majority in high A Beloit. The pitch. Fly ball, shallow right field. The first baseman, Vredenberg, backpedaling onto the turf. Second baseman, Miller, calls him off and makes the catch to end the inning. So Williams comes in, picks up the last out of the frame, but Quad Cities has a 5-run fourth and a 7-1 lead. Oscar Rayo back to the hill when we return. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Oscar Rayo back out for the bottom of the fourth, facing Mark Coley. First pitch sails low for ball one. He's now working with a 7-1 Quad Cities lead. The pitch, swing, going to miss on a changeup, strike one. Bandits with five runs in the fourth. Sack fly from Davies Nadal. Dustin Dickerson, RBI single. Jack Caglione, three-run bomb. The pitch, it's high, two balls and one strike. Rayo has really settled down since a tough first inning. He has retired now nine consecutive. The pitch, swinging and a miss. It's 2-2. Gave up four base runners to start the game, including an RBI single to Wilfredo Laura. Since then, no more Sky Carp runs, just one Sky Carp runner and four strikeouts. Southpaw takes a deep breath. The 2-2. High and inside, actually high and outside. It's now a full count on Coley. He made the first out of the first inning with the first K for Rayo. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider just off the outer half. Make it 10 in a row. Sat down for Rayo plus six strikeouts. That number matching a season high for Rayo. A Marquis touch now three times this year. He'll now work left on left against the only left-handed hitter for Beloit, Brock Vredenburg. Hayes sets the target low, and the first pitch is fouled over the third base dugout for strike one. Jack Caglione with his second homer as a River Bandit in the last half inning, but according to his count, just his first. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner. It's 0-2. According to the book, Caglione had a grand slam last week against Wisconsin, but it was off Jose Acosta, who was a position player pitching for the Rattlers, so Cags did not count it. The pitch. Fastball high, one ball, two strikes. This one, though, he definitely got. And he nearly had a home run earlier in the ball game. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside. Rayo just missed with the fastball. A good take from Vredenburg, and the count evens at two. Sam Prater, the Sky Carp catcher, waits on deck. Beloit with one run on three hits, and the game's only error. Rayo turns and fires. Low and outside with the slider, and the count goes full. Vredenburg, a 219 hitter in his first 35 games with Beloit. Two homers, 17 driven in. Payoff pitch. Cued foul off the end of the bat towards the third base coach's box. That one may have buzzed the hand a bit for Vredenburg, who's got that thumb pad on his left hand. Bright white batting gloves, clutching a blonde bat. Another 3-2. Broken bat blooper, shallow right field. It's going to land in front of Nivens for a base hit. That was a terrific plate appearance for Brock Vredenburg, who got jammed high and in at 83 and somehow was able to get enough of the bat on it for a hit. That snaps a string of 10 in a row sat down by Oscar Rayo and puts a man at first with one out for the aforementioned Prater. Sky Carp catcher bounced out to first, his first time up. the pitch. Ground ball towards third, played on two hops by Werner. To second for one, no throw to first. Rodriguez lost the ball in the transfer. Freidenberg, though, out number two. Well, with Prater hustling down the line, that would have been a close play anyways, but Lisandro losing a handle on it. Guaranteed, the inning continues. And it'll be the third baseman, Tony Bullard, who is the benefactor. Tony, a fly out to left field his first time up. He hit the ball extremely hard, but Davies Nadal made a great catch. The pitch inside, that caught something, and it was apparently Tony Bullard. It's either somewhere around the hand or the elbow. I'm not sure. It was a thunk sound that, to my ear, sounded like the knob of the bat, but there's nobody in that third base dugout complaining. Kyle Hayes immediately understood it as a hit batsman. Ryo trying to work up and in early. Winds up putting two men on for Brett Roberts, the nine-hole hitter, whom he struck out back in the second inning. First pitch. Down the middle, strike one. That's the sixth batter hit by Ryo this year. He has now plunked one hitter in each of his last three games. 0-1. Popped up and out of play over the first base dugout. Quickly 0-2. Roberts, 23 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. 16th round pick by the Marlins back in 2022. He's batting .213 this year for the Sky Car. Ryo's 0-2. Got him. Swing and a miss on the 92-mile-per-hour fastball. That's a season high, seven strikeouts for Oscar Ryo. He has given up just one run through his first four innings. Bandits take a 7-1 lead to the fifth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The fifth at ABC Supply Stadium. Quad Cities Bats going back to work against the righty Alex Williams, who helped Ike Buxton finish off the fourth. Rockefeller, Johnson, Rodriguez due up. Quad Cities leads 7-1. First pitch. Rockefeller takes a called strike on the high outside corner. Carson is the only River Bandit to not reach base today. He's 0-2 with a fly out and a bounce out. The pitch. Low and inside, 1-1. That's okay, though. Everybody's trying to catch up to Carson after his performance yesterday when he reached safely in four of his five plate appearances, including a three-run homer. 1-1. Pulled on the ground, foul. Right in between Brock Freidenberg and first base coach Chris Corbett. Bandits have seven runs on seven hits this afternoon. three hits have gone for extra bases. Davies Nadal and Lisandro Rodriguez have doubles. Jack Caglione, three-run shot back in the fourth, his second as a professional. 1-2. Just off the plate outside. Fastball missed at 93. Williams in 18 games with the Skycarp this year. 2-4 with a 4.72 ERA. He has put together a terrific month of August. The pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Full count. Actually, the last 2 months have been terrific for the right-hander. Since July 1st, he's given up just 2 earned runs in 22 and a third innings. He has a whip of .72. The pitch. Fly ball right field and shallow. Over to his left, Alderman near the sidewall. He reaches up and makes the catch just in front of the fence. And it's out number one. So Williams keeps things up. He's now pitched 4 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Bring up Justin Johnson now. Oh for one is the Bandits DH. Drew a walk and scored a run in the fourth. First pitch. Curveball is at the top of the zone for strike one. Johnson back in that DH spot for the second time this year. Usually you'll find him at second base. 0-1. Grounded down the third baseline. Pass the diving Bullard into the corner. Roberts chases it down, and Johnson chases a double, stopping at second base without a throw. Doubles in back-to-back games for the former Demon Deacon. JJ's up to 17 on the year, and his on-base streak continues to move up. He's now reached in 6 straight. He's hitting around .320 during that stretch. And not even the red-hot Alex Williams can retire the red-hot Justin Johnson. That's a fire-on-fire battle, and fortunately, Quad Cities Flames came out on top. So another Bandit in scoring position for Lisandro Rodriguez, who picked up a double himself in the last inning. Switch hitter bats left-handed and takes a curveball for strike one. Lisandro, spelled L-I-Z-A-N-D-R-O, goes by Lizzie in the clubhouse. 21-year-old from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Low and inside, 1-1. He made his River Bandits in high A debut on Wednesday. Went 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Picked up his first high A hit and RBI in the fourth inning. Knocked one of the top prospects in baseball, Noble Meyer, out of the game. 1-1. Wave and a miss out in front of a changeup. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Lisandro's wearing number 3 for Quad Cities. 5'11", 180 pounds. He has been in the Royals system since signing as an international free agent in 2019. He has spent parts of the last 3 seasons in single-A Columbia and is finally up here with the Bandits. 1-2 from Williams. Tapper foul off the catcher, Prater. He's all good, and the count holds at 1-2. Last few days have been really cloudy, overcast, and rainy. But as we close in on 2:30 Central Time this afternoon, the sun's starting to peek through. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball. Really nice pitch from Williams for out number 2. Finally, some blue sky above head. Feels like somebody just turned the lights on. It's been kind of a melancholy feel during the second half of the series, which, I don't know, up until right now has been pretty consistent with the Bandits. It's a melancholy last couple of games. Kyle Hayes now the batter, first pitch. Curveball, strike one. I think it's just showing Mother Nature is a River Bandits fan. Bandits lose, okay, here's rain. Bandits winning, 7-1 in the fifth. Sunshine time, baby. Johnson at second, held on by Miller. 0-1 from Williams. Line drive, left center field, ranging over Roberts. He's not going to get there. It's past him and all the way towards the wall. Johnson scores, and Hayes stops at second base with an RBI double. It's now 8-1 Quad Cities. The Bandits have scored all eight unanswered. Third double, fifth RBI for Hayes, who has now got a couple of walks and a double in this ball game. He's a guy who plays every 3 days or so for Brooks Conrad, but when he's gotten his opportunities, he has most certainly taken advantage. That is just the second earned run allowed by Alex Williams in almost 24 innings. First pitch to Davey Snedal is slapped back into the netting for strike one. Snedal also with a double. The six through nine spots for Quad Cities with a two-bagger already secured. 0-1, wave and a miss at a changeup. 0-2. Nadal's double was in the third. He then drove in one of those five fourth-inning runs with a sac fly. Second half of the order for Quad Cities has been outstanding this afternoon, but frankly, both halves have been great. Eight runs on nine hits for Quad Cities. The pitch. Elevated fastball is letter high for ball one. Shortstop Laura shaded up the middle, not really protecting against Hayes, more so playing as part of a shift. Time call. It's the pitcher Williams who wants to disengage. He'll reset, now stare back in towards Sam Prater. The sign received, 1-2. Popped him up. This is on the first base side and foul ground. Fredenberg in the coach's box will make the catch and end the inning. But the Bandits, though, back in the run column. Kyle Hayes delivers an RBI double, and the Bandits take an 8-1 lead to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Supply Stadium. It's been all Bandits thus far. While Quad City's bats have scored eight runs on nine hits, Oscar Rayo has rattled off three straight scoreless innings. First pitch to Colby Shade. Down and in for ball one. Top third of the Beloit order to bat against Rayo. Shade, Miller, and Lara, all three right-handed hitters. 1-0. Fastball, top of the zone, a called strike. Through four innings, Rayo's given up one run on four hits, with a walk and a season-high seven strikeouts. 46 of his 68 pitches have gone for a strike. 1-1. Up and away, two balls, one strike. Activity brewing in the Bandits bullpen. Another lefty in Chaz Martinez starting to get warm. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Great changeup. Two balls, two strikes. And Ryo, a strikeout away from matching a career high. He has struck out eight batters three times in his career. Last occurrence was in July of 2023 when he was with Columbia. 2-2 to Shane. Just low and in with a fastball. Terrific spot, but the count runs full. And Shane right back in the box. Ryo obliges. Payoff pitch to Colby. Got him looking. Strike three on the low outside corner. It's number eight for Oscar Ryo. For the first time in his high A career and for the fourth time in his minor league career, Ryo's got an eight punch out game. And now he'll face Gage Miller, one of the few Skycar bats not to have a strikeout against him. First pitch, low and in for ball one. Miller's one for two, a single back in the first, a fly out to center field in the third. The pitch, up and in around the hands, it's ball two. Ryo's just been on absolute cruise control since that first inning. Swing and a miss on a 2-0, two balls, one strike. Since he recorded the first out of the ball game, he's only allowed two Skycar base runners. The pitch. Fouled up into the netting. It's a two ball, two strike count now on Gage Miller. Ryo going for number nine. He's up in Ethan Bosacker territory now. 2-2 on the way. Outside, another full count. Good take by Gage Miller. And now he will use a timeout. Ryo will twist around, stretch out his back. He's still engaged with the rubber, ready to go. The lefty is 3-2. Bouncer off Ryo's glove. He chases it to the first base side, picks with the bare hand, flips to Caglione and gets the out just before Miller got to the bag. Good work from Oscar Ryo. That ball bounced up off the turf, right by his chest. Ryo got the mitt on it, kind of slapped it inadvertently towards the first base side. And even with Miller's speed, was able to get to it and complete the out. Now Wilfredo Laura in, one for two with an RBI single. First pitch, inside slider, ball one. He drove in Colby Shade with that first inning hit. After that, no runs for the Skycar. Laura struck out in the third. He drives the 1-0 to shallow right center field. That's routine for Rockefort. He makes the catch, and Oscar Ryo has pitched five innings of one-run ball. He is in line for his fourth win of the season, and he turns in yet another solid start for Quad Cities. We go to the sixth at ABC Supply Stadium. It is 8-1, good guys.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
We'll be right back.
of the fifth, or top of the sixth, rather, at ABC Supply Stadium. Bandits bats back to the plate, this time facing Justin Storm. Dustin Dickerson greets him with a deep fly ball to right center field, but Colby Shade's going to range over to make the catch. And quickly, one out recorded for Storm. Just like Williams, Justin has pitched earlier in this series. 22-year-old lefty hailing from Jackson, Mississippi. Now goes left on left against Spencer Nivens. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Now an aggressive swing from Dickerson, perhaps because Storm, his former teammate at Southern Miss. Lefty got the better of that matchup, though. 1-0. Down and inside, two balls, no strikes. This is the first season in high A for Storm. He started the summer in single A Jupiter and was absolutely lights out. The pitch. Outside, ball three on Nivens. Spencer 1-for-3 with an RBI single today. With the hammerhead, Storm posted a 1.41 ERA. 43 strikeouts in 32 innings. This is his sixth outing in the Midwest League. 3-0. Inner half with a fastball at 93, a called strike one. Storm, 22 years old, 6'7", 232 pounds. Pitching out of the stretch and from the first base side of the slab. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Elevated the fastball, and Nivens was under it and tardy. Count runs full. Infield shifted up the middle and towards right, playing Nivens to pull the baseball. He's hit three home runs to right field this week. Payoff pitch upcoming from Storm. High fly ball, right side, just behind the infield. First baseman Vredenberg back into foul ground. Makes a one-handed catch above his head. Nivens is the second out. So now Storm will face Jack Caglione, who is 2-for-3 with a single and a three-run homer today, and the out he made in the first, and F8 on your scorecard, hit 111 off the bat. All three times he's put the ball in play today, it's been around 100 miles per hour. First pitch inside, that caught Caglione on the hand. He immediately shakes out his right batter's glove, looks to be okay. He's already walking down to first. He threw the bat aside. I don't think there's cause for concern. He's already down at first base, ready to run. Just a moment of pain. I'm sure he'll be feeling it on the bus ride back. But right now, safe at first base, danger avoided. Anytime you get hit around the hands, that's always scary, but Gags looks as normal as could be. Here's Trevor Werner now. He'll take high for ball one. That is the second batter Storm has hit as a Skycarp this year, his third of the season, including time with Jupiter. Werner's 1-for-3 with a single. That was back in the second. The pitch. That's high, 2-0. It was an infield hit for Werner and the first of the game for Quad Cities. Ike Buxton had dealt two innings, giving up just one hit. Looked really good before the wheels came off in the third. 2-0. Foul to the screen. Two balls, one strike. Final line for Buxton, the Skycarp starter. 3 2/3 innings, 7 runs allowed on 7 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Alex Williams worked an inning and a third in relief and gave up 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, and a K. 2-1 to Werner. Down and outside, it's 3 balls, 1 strike. Carson Rockefeller waits on deck. Bandits with an 8-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Storm sets and delivers. Check swing, slider down and in. Werner held up, and it's ball four. A two-out walk pushes Caglione to second. Trevor to first. And up to the plate again, Carson Rockefeller. Still the only bandit yet to reach base today. He's flown out twice, grounded out once. We saw Storm in the game on Wednesday. make that Thursday. I beg your pardon. He struggled. Gave up three runs, two earned, and a frame of work. Marked the first time he'd given up two earned runs in a game since June 23rd with Jupiter. Left on left, the pitch to Rockefeller. Down and away with the slider. One ball, no strikes. The wind has mostly been blowing from left to right this afternoon, but it's now coming in from center field. Not super friendly timing for Rockefeller. 1-0. Wave and a miss out in front of a slider. It's 1-1. Quad Cities still has Chaz Martinez warming up in the bullpen. After five frames from starter Oscar Rio, it's very likely that he is done for the afternoon after turning in another very solid start. The pitch. In the dirt, blocked on a knee by Prater. Two balls, one strike. Rio a little more inefficient than we've seen him, but effective nonetheless. Effectiveness to the tune of five innings. One run, four hits, one walk, a career-high matching eight strikeouts. The pitch. Line drive, right field. That is down. Alderman plays it on a hop. Caglione's around third base. He scores. Werner's to third. And Carson Rockefeller is on base. The Bandits have scored in four straight innings and now lead 9-1. Rockefeller making Storm pay for the two-out freebies. Again, these sorts of hits, not part of the offense for the Bandits in their last two losses, but with that base hit, Quad Cities 5-14 with men in scoring position this afternoon, and they're not done yet. Now, first and third with two outs for Justin Johnson. Storm delivers, and it's a called strike on the high inside corner. For Rockefeller, it's RBI number 48 on the season. One of his few hits in the month of August that has not gone for extra bases. I'm sure he does not mind, though. 1-1. Ground ball, two hops into the glove of Bullard at third. He'll go the short way to second base and end the inning. Bandits, though, back in the run column. They have scored nine unanswered runs. It's 9-1 QC going to the bottom of the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
He's gone to the bullpen for the first time today. He's going to go with the lefty Chaz Martinez to pitch the bottom of the sixth. It's a 9-1 lead for the River Bandits. Kemp Alderman starts the frame at the plate and chops the first pitch he sees towards short, jogging in Dickerson, and he can't play a barehanded pickup. No throw to first. And that's just an unfortunate start to the game. for Chaz Martinez. Kept Alderman safe for the second time today. He's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. This one an infield knock, and it'll bring up Mark Coley. Even if Dickerson had picked that one cleanly, I just don't think there was enough time for him to get the throw off. It was hit so slow. First pitch to Coley. Called strike at the knees. Martinez relieving Oscar Rayo, who's in line for his fourth win of the season. Gave up one run in five innings and struck out a career-high matching 8. A one. Swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-2. This is the second appearance of the week for Martinez and his 30th of the season. The former Sooner, 0-2 with a 4.57 ERA. 54 strikeouts and 41 in a third. Pitched a scoreless inning on Tuesday. 0-2. Called strike 3. Coley watches one at the top of the zone, and there is out number one. Ninth strikeout of the game for River Bandits pitching. It's an area where the team has not excelled this year as a staff. Their total strikeouts on the summer, 918, the second lowest in the league. Here's Brock Vredenburg. First pitch is outside. But for Martinez, his strikeout numbers, some of the best of his career. He's averaging just under 12 per nine innings. And he is in the midst of a tremendous second half. 1-0. High and tight. Two balls and no strikes. You could make an argument he has been the best pitcher for Quad Cities in the half, regardless of starter or reliever. Since the resetting of the records, he has an 0.89 ERA in 20 and a third innings. The pitch. Down and outside, three balls, no strikes. He's got 27 strikeouts in those 20-plus frames, a 1.08 second-half whip, and an opponent batting average of just 2.03. 3-0. Down and away with the slider. Martinez putting his hands up, not understanding where that one missed. And it's a walk to push Alderman to second and Vredenburg to first. So, up comes Sam Prater. Skycarp trail 9-1. They've got some work to do, but some early traffic in the sixth against Chaz. Left on right, the first pitch. Drifts down the middle for a called strike. After this series finale today, the Bandits are back home to Davenport. Six-game series starting up next Tuesday against the Lansing Lugnuts. A one. Big curveball on the inner half, a called strike two. That caught both me and Prater by surprise. Lugnuts, a Eastern Division team. Time called. Catcher Kyle Hayes wants to talk things over with Chaz. Kind of a strange little quirk in the schedule where the Bandits are playing an Eastern Division team this late in the year. Their penultimate homestand of the summer against a team that they'll only face once this year. But a cool opportunity for that clubhouse because Jared Dickey is coming back to Davenport. Martinez ready for the 0-2. The pitch is low and inside and skips away from Hayes. Alderman's up to third, Vredenburg to second. And that is A, rare wild pitch from Chaz Martinez, and B, a rare ball that got past Kyle Hayes. That seldom happens. That's the second wild pitch of the half for Martinez. Double play opportunity now taken away. Two men in scoring position. 1-2, missed high. Two balls, two strikes. So Alderman at third, Vredenburg at second base after the errant toss. Skycarp trying to score for the first time since Wilfredo Laura drove in a run in the first inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. Two outs in the inning via the punchy for Chaz Martinez. Slowed down the slider. Actually, that was the curveball way at the top of the zone. at 80. And now Tony Fuller trying to take advantage of those two men on. Tony 0 for 1, hit by a pitch back in the fourth. Martinez deals. Grounder foul past Billy Gardner Jr. in the third base coach's box. Billy never budged. Sky Carp trailed the Bandits 9-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tony Bullard's driven in 12 runs in 35 games for Beloit this year. Long black sleeve on his right arm as he waves the bat back and forth. 0-1. Cut on and missed. Fastball whiffed at 93. And it's 0-2. Jazz trying to work himself out of this inning. He sets, kicks, and fires. Got him! Called strike three on the low inside corner. 94 painted perfectly. Chaz Martinez back in the strikeout department with three more. He retires the side in the sixth, and the Bandits go to inning number seven with a 9-1 lead.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Justin Storm is back to the hill for Beloit. He'll pitch the top of the seventh and is trying to keep Quad Cities off the scoreboard for the first time in four frames. The Bandits have rattled off nine unanswered runs for a 9-1 lead. Lisandro Rodriguez starts the frame. First pitch. It's a called strike, 91 on the fastball. Rodriguez, a switch hitter, batting right-handed against the southpaw Storm, who worked sixth inning. The pitch fouled off over the screen, 0-2. He faced six batters in the sixth, picked up back-to-back outs to start the inning, then hit Jack Caglione with a pitch, walked Trevor Werner, and allowed an RBI single to Carson Rockefort before Justin Johnson eventually grounded out to end the rally. 0-2 to Lizzie. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs on the high cheddar. One away. Let's check out some of the scores from around what's a busy schedule in the Midwest League today. Looks like there is some rain that's impacting especially the eastern side of the division. Fortunate that that's no longer a factor today. Kyle Hayes, the batter for Quad Cities. He takes a called strike. Hazy's in the midst of a great game. He's 1-for-1 with an RBI double, two walks, and a pair of runs scored. Again, taking advantage of the opportunities he's gotten this year. 0-1. That's low. One ball, one strike. Lansing and West Michigan scheduled to play a doubleheader today, trying to make up for some rain-induced stops earlier this series. 1-1. High and outside, ball two. But now game one of their doubleheader is delayed. West Michigan and Lansing were supposed to start 2 hours ago. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball. It's 2-2. So right now, no activity at Jackson Field, although the Lugnuts and Whitecaps, I'm sure, would love to. Both of those teams still in the playoff race, especially West Michigan. They're second to the Dayton Dragons at 26-19, just two games out. Looks like time has been called. A glove or something got loose on the right side of the ballpark, so Alderman will pick that up and throw it back into the seats. Here is a family down that line that is probably ready to go home right now. Now the 2-2 to Hayes. Fastball called, strike three. Low outside corner. Hayes immediately turns around and voices his displeasure with Derek Pacheco. Back-to-back strikeouts for Justin Storm. Two gone in the seventh. Up comes the nine-hole hitter, Davies Nadal. Well, the rain also impacting Great Lakes and Lake County. They are trying to complete a suspended game today in addition to play the regularly scheduled finale. First pitch, swing and a miss on the slider. But it looks like they've just straight up postponed the game that was originally scheduled for today. They have not postponed the suspended game from yesterday. Second toss to Nadal, a called strike two. So no action currently going on at Classic Auto Group Field in Lake County. There is action, however, in Fort Wayne. Dayton leads the Tin Caps 7-1, going to the bottom of the ninth at Parkview Field. 0-2 pitch to Nadal. Swing and a miss. Justin Storm strikes out the side in order in the third. It's the first time the Bandits have gone down 1-2-3 since the first inning. They lead 9-1 going to the bottom of the seventh. We'll continue the out-of-town scoreboard when we come back on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Chaz Martinez stranded two Skycarp in scoring position during the sixth. He's going back for the bottom of the seventh, trying to protect the Bandits' 9-1 lead. Brett Roberts, Colby Shade, Gage Miller, two up against the southpaw. Martinez, 24 years old from San Pedro, California. First pitch. Roberts takes high for ball one. Continuing the look around the Midwest League. All eyes, at least for Bandits fans, on the games that include Cedar Rapids and Peoria. 1-0. Check swing, clearly went around. Chased a slider, it's 1-1. Right now, the Colonels helping out their playoff hopes. They lead the South Bend Cubs 4-0 through 7 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 1-1. That's high. 2 balls, 1 strike. In Wisconsin, there's quite a pitcher's duel happening between the Timber Rattlers and the Chiefs. Rattlers lead 1-0 in the bottom of the 7th inning. 2-1. Roberts fouls it off the catcher, Hayes. And he's okay. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. But Bandits fans rooting for the Cubs and the Rattlers this week. Fortunately, the Bandits helping their own case today. 9-1 lead against the Carp. 2-2 for Martinez. Missed outside, full count. Right now, the Bandits lead the way for that last playoff spot. They're a game up on Cedar Rapids and Peoria. 3 games up on Beloit. 3-2 pitch. In the dirt, ball 4. Martinez issues a walk. And Roberts snaps an 0-for-2 start. And he had struck out in his first 2 plate appearances. So back to the top of the order for Beloit. It's the center fielder, Colby Shade, who's had a good series, but today is 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk. First offering. High and away for ball 1. As far as other Royals minor league action goes, there's just one other game happening at the moment. That's the Double-A contest between Northwest Arkansas and Corpus Christi. 1-0. Fouled to the screen. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shade underneath an elevated fastball. Northwest Arkansas off to a good start against the Astros affiliate. 4-1 Naturals in the bottom of the 3rd. 1-1. High and away. This time Shade lays off. It's 2 balls, 1 strike. Single A Columbia will finish up its series against Myrtle Beach at 5:35 Central. Triple A Omaha will finish up its series against Louisville at 5:05. The pitch. Breaking ball missed up, and Shade works ahead 3-1. Martinez trying to avoid back-to-back walks to start the inning. Quad Cities has stood a right-hander up in the bullpen. Looks like Andrew Moronis. Skycarp have a guy going as well. 3-1. Called strike. Low inside corner on the curve. And now a full count on Colby Shade. 22-year-old outfielder from Laramie, Wyoming. 9th-round pick last year by Miami. He sticks his hand up and asks Derek Pacheco for time. Colby will adjust his jersey a bit, take a deep breath, and step back into the box. Roberts at first, held by Caglione. No outs in the bottom of the 7th. Martinez pitches. Tapper foul off home plate, off Shade, and back towards the backstop. A couple of former River Bandits with homers in that Northwest Arkansas game this afternoon. 3-2. High and away, missed with the breaking ball, and Martinez can't believe that one missed the zone. Chaz asking Pacheco where it missed. And smart move here by Taylor Bloy. Bandits assistant pitching coach is headed out to the hill and wants to talk things over. Trying to calm down his lefty. Back-to-back walks to open the inning. Roberts to second, Shade to first. Gage Miller will be the next hitter. But for Northwest Arkansas, both Peyton Wilson and Carter Jensen with home runs. Wilson with the River Bandits in 2022. Jensen, of course, all of last year and most of this year. Peyton Wilson up to 13 homers this year. He's hitting leadoff. Carter Jensen batting 5th. He's already got 4. And at this point, in about 2 months with the Naturals, Steven Zoback is the Natural starter today. He's given up just 1 run in 3 innings and has looked really good in Double-A. He has a 2.23 ERA. ready to resume action. Gage Miller swings at the first pitch, bloops it towards right, laying out his Nivens. He can't make the catch. It rolls all the way to the wall. This could be trouble. Roberts scores. Shade scores. Miller to 30 gets a stop sign as the ball comes flying in from Rodriguez. It's a two-run triple for Gage Miller, but the Bandits thankful it wasn't worse. Two-knock game for the Marlins' number 17 prospect. It's Miller's first extra base hit. Boy, he was motoring around second. He knew the situation, but Rockefeller did a good job to race over, back up the play, and help hold that one to a triple. It's now man at third with still nobody out. Wilfredo Lauer at the plate, left on right. The pitch. Called strike one. It's now a 9-3 ball game. Beloit has scored runs for the first time since the first inning when they took a 1-0 lead. The tallies snap a string of 9 unanswered runs for Quad City's lineup. The pitch. Fouled off the Bandits' dugout. 0-2. It was Lauer who had the original RBI swing from Beloit. Extended a hit streak to 6 games with that first inning single, but since then, 0-2. Both of those plate appearances against Oscar Rio. He's seeing Martinez for the first time today. Only man Chaz is not faced yet. 0-2 pitch. High and away. 1-2. For Martinez, those are just the second and third runs he's allowed in the second half of the season. The pitch. Fouled into the netting. We'll do it again. Correction, the third and fourth runs allowed by Chaz. Either way, still remarkable stuff. His ERA is now over 1. The pitch. Fly ball straight away left field. That's going to be plenty deep enough. Nadal camps behind it, makes the catch, fires towards the plate, but in to score. No, the throw. Oh, they got him! Davis Nadal guns down Miller at the plate. Davis Nadal uncorked one. My apologies to Davis Nadal. He put it on the money, and Kyle Hayes sold it. He was standing there at home like the ball was nowhere near him. At the last second, he made the catch, tagged out Miller, and there are now 2 gone for Kemp Alderman. First pitch. High and away, ball 1. That is my mistake. With Miller's speed, I thought there was just no way, not because of Nadal's lack of arm strength, just because of the distance. And he still got it. The pitch. Wave and a miss. 1-1. For Davis Nadal, it's his 6th outfield assist of the year. The Bandits 21st. And, I mean, that throw was absolutely perfect. One hop to Hayes. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a curveball. 1-2 on Kemp Alderman. Kemp 2-for-3, pair of singles. Chaz Martinez trying to get the Bandits back to the plate for the top of the 8th. They lead 9-3. 1-2. Foul to the backstop. Count holds. Plenty of offense in this game. 16 hits, decent number of walks. The pitch. Skied in the air, shallow right field. Caglione is going out. In comes Nivens, and he will get to this one, making a chest-high catch to end the inning. Sky Carp back in the run column, though. A 2-run triple from Gage Miller has made it a 6-run ball game. We go to the 8th, 9-3 Quad Cities. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Back to the plate for the top of the eighth inning. They'll now face the right-hander Holt Jones, who's out of the Skycart bullpen. His first matchup against Dustin Dickerson, and Dusty takes ball one. Bandit shortstop hitting for the fifth time today. He's at the top of the card once again. The pitch. Up and in. Brushes him off the plate at 98. 2-0. Dickerson is 1-for-4 with two RBIs, including a single in the fourth. Jones delivers. Down and away. 3 balls, no strikes. Holt takes over for Justin Storm, who had a rough sixth inning, but then struck out the side in order in the seventh to close out a two-frame, one-run appearance. 3-0 to Dickerson. Fastball right down the middle at 97. 3-1. Second appearance of the week for Jones. Pitched a scoreless inning against Quad Cities on Thursday. The pitch. Called strike, inner half. Dickerson was leaning out of the way, but now the count is full. Jones has had an up-and-down season with Beloit, but the month of August has treated him well. He delivers the payoff pitch to Dickerson. Bounced over towards second, four hops into the glove of Miller. He'll flip easily to first, and there's one away. On the season, Jones has a 7.36 ERA with the Skycart, but he's allowed just one earned run in now 4 1/3 innings in August. It's an ERA around 2. Here comes Spencer Nivens. Infield again, shifted towards right. First pitch. Hit high in the air, deep right field corner. Alderman is back at the warning track. He looks up. Is it fair? No, it is foul just to the right of the pole. Nivens nearly had his fourth home run in as many ball games. Instead, a loud out number one. Oh, man. 103 off the bat, 375 foul to right field. A one. Wave and a miss to the slider. It's 0-2. Man, if I'm pitching right now, I do not throw a fastball to Spencer Nivens. I do not throw a strike to Spencer Nivens. This man is otherworldly right now. He has 7 home runs in 15 August games. That's second most in minor league baseball. 0-2. Pitch in the dirt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. If he were able to pick up a homer this afternoon, he'd be the first River Bandit to homer in 4 straight games this year. As of right now, he and Kale Emshoff, the only two to homer in 3 straight. Jones is 1-2. Fouled straight back. Great cut from Nivens. And boy, Holt just challenged him with 99 right down the middle. Jones's velocity matches his frame. He's 6'8", 235. 25-year-old from Greenwich, Connecticut. Same hometown as Henry Williams. 1-2. That's high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He was a 14th round pick out of Kentucky back in 2021. The pitch. Curveball pulled foul into the first base dugout. His first 3 college seasons were in the ACC with Clemson, then made 20 appearances in the SEC with the Wildcats in 2021. That's the institution where he was drafted out of. Another 2-2. Just low and outside. A great take from Nivens. Count goes full. Jones has bounced all over the Miami system the last few years. He spent now 4 different stints in Jupiter, 2 different in Beloit. The pitch. Rocket down the right field line. That one is fair and into the corner. Nivens around first on his way to second. He is in, standing up with a double. It's not a homer, but it's another extra base hit for the former Missouri State Bear. Double number 11 on the season. He's got another multi-hit performance. And I hope Spencer Nivens is turning some heads here in the second half of the year. How about 109 off the bat? He battled against Jones, who challenged him with a heater down the middle. This time he hung 86. And you're just not going to get away with that with how Nivens is swinging it right now. Now things don't get any easier for Jones. He faces the potent bat of Jack Caglione from the left side. First pitch. High and away, ball one. After 2 rough games offensively for Quad Cities, great to see this offensive breakout in the series finale. Some great mojo going the right way for next week's series against Lansing. 1-0. Down and inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Caglione hit by a pitch on his hand back in the 6th inning, but immediately ran down to first, stayed in the game defensively, and is now back up for a 5th plate appearance in the 8th inning. Nivens at second, 1 out in the frame. Jones deals, and it's fouled into the screen for strike 1. Caglione, 2 for 3, a single in the 3rd, a 3-run shot in the 4th. Landed over by the bounce houses in the right field kids area. 2-1. Pulled on the ground into the diving glove of Vredenburg at first. Flip to Jones, covering is in time. Nivens advances to 3rd, but that is a hit-saving and probably a run-saving play by Vredenburg. 2 down. Nearly the first 3-hit game for Jack Caglione. Instead, 2 outs. And up comes Trevor Werner. Bandits' third baseman is 1 for 3 with a single and a walk. Potential 10th run stands at third base. Jones delivers. Called strike. It's 0-1. Holt, most of his time this year with Jupiter, a 3.25 ERA in 21 relief appearances, 37 strikeouts and 27 and two-thirds. The pitch. Breaking ball up and in. 1-1. But he was with Beloit for 10 games last year, struggled to the tune of an 8.78 ERA. Couldn't control his stuff. 22 walks in 26 and two-thirds innings. A whip of nearly 2. 1-1. Werner swings through a little slider and falls behind. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So he started this year in Jupiter. Got himself figured out again. Only 12 walks in 27 and two-thirds innings. But since coming up to Beloit, he's continued to struggle. Just can't seem to figure out Midwest League hitters just yet. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball, right field. It'll push foul out of play. Top of the 8th inning at ABC Supply Stadium. The Bandits lead the Skycarp 9-3. Andrew Moronis still warming up in Quad City's bullpen. Presumably scheduled to take over for Chaz Martinez in the home half of the 8th. 1-2 again. Spun down and away with a breaking ball. It's knocked down by Prater, and Nivens stays at third base. Some more good pitching tonight for Quad Cities. Kyle Hayes did give up the two-run triple in the seventh, but given how well he's pitched lately, he was probably due for a swing like that. The 2-2 to Werner. Just low and outside. The count goes full. It's a tight strike zone from Derek Pacheco, but I got to tip my cap. Both he and Christian Argueza have done a great job umpiring this series, in my opinion. Two different strike zones, but both have been consistent. That's all you can ask for. 3-2. High and away, ball four. What a terrific plate appearance from Trevor Werner. Fell behind 1-2. He comes all the way back to work a walk. His second of the game. And extend the inning for Carson Rockefeller. In case the Bandits weren't done adding on, center fielder gets another opportunity after driving in QC's last run with an RBI single in the sixth. Jones's pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96. It's 0-1. For Quad Cities, as I mentioned, back home against the Lansing Lugnuts next week for their penultimate homestand of the year. 0-1. Fouled over the third base side. It's 0-2. The Skycarp traveling to South Bend next week. They'll play six at Four Winds Field, then head back home for a series with Peoria before going to Davenport to wrap up the regular season during the first week of September. 0-2 pitch. Inside. Rock leans out of the way. One ball, two strikes. There is a very good chance that this second half postseason battle goes all the way to that last series. And who knows what we'll be playing for during that next meeting against the Skycar. 1-2. Foul to the screen. Rockefeller fights off a tough slider and stays alive. Jones is about to throw his 30th pitch of the inning. Starter Ike Buxton threw 65 pitches to get through 3 2/3. Another 1-2 to Rock. Popped him up. Center of the infield. The second baseman, Miller, shielding his eyes from the sun. Freidenberg comes down the first base line and makes the catch. That'll end the inning. The Bandits again threaten, but Holt Jones strands men at the corners and sends the Skycarp to the plate for the bottom of the eighth. 9-3 River Bandits from Southern Wisconsin.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
For Quad Cities, the right-hander Andrew Morenas. Morenas making his fourth career appearance for Quad Cities, his fourth professional appearance overall. 5-6-7 due up for Beloit. Bandits with a 9-3 lead in this series finale. Mark Coley the second leads it off. First pitch, cut on and missed. Fastball picks up strike one. Morones takes over for the lefty, Chaz Martinez. He went two innings, gave up two runs on two hits, three walks, and three Ks. The bench, high and inside for ball one. Morones has pitched a scoreless inning in all three of his first three outings as a Bandit. And he has not recorded a strikeout. The bench, check swing, up and in, ball two. He's been able to work a lot of weak contact. He's given up two walks, just one hit in three frames. We saw him pitch in the game Thursday. 2-1. That's high for ball three. Tuesday, pitched a scoreless bottom of the eighth. Carson Rockefeller helped him out with a great catch in right center field. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Awkward cut from Coley. It's 3-2. Mark is looking to avoid the golden sombrero. Skycarp DH is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. He steps back in the box. Morones sets at the belt. Payoff pitch. Fouled straight over the press box. And the AB continues. Morones, 23 years old from Tracy, California. He was the Royals' 16th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton this year. Another 3-2 pitch to Coley. Fly ball, straight away center field. It sends Rockefeller back, but with the sun glistening off his glasses, he looks up and makes the catch. Coley is retired for a fourth time. One down in the home half of the eighth. Good start for Andrew Morones. Now he gets Brock Vredenburg, the only left-handed hitter in the order for Billy Gardner Jr. Brock is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Struck out against Oscar Rayo in the first. Rayo, the Bandit starter today. First pitch. Fastball at the knees. Called strike one at 93 on the gun. Morones wearing number 25 for the Bandits. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. That number previously worn by another right-handed reliever, Chase Wallace, who's now up in AA Northwest Arkansas. Most recent promotion for QC. 1-1. Up and away. Two balls, one strike. Infield shifted towards right, playing Vredenburg to pull. The 2-1. Wave and a miss. Slider fell off the table. It's now 2-1. Looks like some activity now in the Skycarp bullpen. Edgar Sanchez getting loose. He would be the fifth pitcher used by Beloit today should he enter. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? Pitch was low and in. No appeal. And it's another full count for a Skycarp hitter. Morones with the blue three-quarter sleeves working. He sets and deals. Chopper foul towards the right side. Morones listed at 6 feet, 190 pounds. Another 3-2. That's low, ball four. Morones lost it. So Vredenburg puts together another good plate appearance and walks with one out. It's not been a super memorable series for Vredenburg. In fact, it's been anything but that. He's won for his first 12 in the set before today, but he's now worked five walks and he's put together some good plate appearances. So a man on with one out for Sam Prater. First bench. Low and away for ball one. And Wallace is made three appearances for AA Northwest Arkansas since getting called up, and he struggled. He's given up four runs in 3 2/3 innings. 1-0 pitch. Called strike, low outside corner. It's 1-1. That, of course, to be expected, though. Guys just need to get used to a new level. Very few get promoted to that next level and have immediate success, like Steven Zoback. 1-1. That's low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Wallace with a 2.82 ERA for Quad Cities. Made 55 appearances as a River Bandit across 3 seasons. 2-1. Pop foul over the first base dugout. 2-2 count. Sky Carp have a man at first with one out in the bottom of the 8th inning. Quad Cities leads this series finale 9-3. They scored in each inning from the 3rd to 6th. 2-2. Down and outside with a breaking ball. Full count. Man, no matter what Baronis throws, he just cannot pick up that first strikeout. He had 22 in the MLB Draft League earlier this year. 22 in 14 innings. The payoff pitch. Line drive, right center field. That's going to be caught by Rockefort. And Vredenburg goes back to first. Good swing from Sam Prater. Hit it 104 off the bat. But playable for Quad Cities. Again, no strikeout for Moronis, but he's now found himself in 3 full counts and retired 2 of the 3 batters in that scenario. Now Tony Bullard hits. Man at first, 2 away. Tony 0 for 2 with a strikeout. First pitch. Late swing. 94 on the fastball. And he came up empty for strike 1. In the top of the 9th, Quad Cities will have Johnson, Rodriguez, and Hayes due up, presumably against that new pitcher warming. 0-1. Called strike, low outside corner. It's 0-2. All right, Andrew. Nobody holding Vredenburg at first. 0-2. Slow tapper foul over by the third base coach's box. Trevor Werner will pick it up and throw it into the dugout. The lights are still partially on here at ABC Supply Stadium. That was because it was overcast, if not cloudy, before the game started, but sun started to peek through around the 5th and 6th innings when Quad Cities extended the lead up. Bullard's back in the box. Moronis with a fresh baseball. 0-2. Popped him up, but it's going to push out a play on the right side. Got a breaking ball at 81 around the hands. Bullard from Riverside, California. Moronis from Tracy. The pitch. High and away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Lots of California representation throughout the Midwest League. Quad Cities with Chaz Martinez, Sam Coolisingham, and Moronis from California. 1-2. Just low and away with a fastball. 2-2 count. Going to be at least a 26-pitch inning for Moronis. Right-hander comes home again. Foul to the backstop. Bullard staying alive. Good amount of fans have stuck around for the final innings of this one. Beautiful afternoon to spend at the ballpark. Another 2-2. Fastball just outside. It's ball 3. Man, oh man, Moronis is all over the strike zone. He just cannot get the K. For the 4th straight batter, a full count. Vredenburg takes off. The 3-2 is skied towards shallow right field. Nivens ranges to his left on the chalk, reaches out and makes the catch just in front of the sidewall. That ends the inning. 4 appearances for Andrew Moronis as a River Bandit, all 4 scoreless. No strikeout just yet, but another 0 on the scoreboard. We go to the 9th at ABC Supply Stadium. It's 9-3 Quad Cities.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The ninth inning in this series finale, Quad Cities and Beloit wrapping up their final meeting of the season, at least here at ABC Supply Stadium. Bandits with a 9-3 lead, looking to tack on against a new pitcher, the fifth hurler of the game for the Sky Carp. It's the right-hander Edgar Sanchez. He will get Johnson, Rodriguez, and Hayes in the top of the ninth. First pitch, Johnson takes in the dirt for ball one. Andrew Moronis just pitched a scoreless bottom of the eighth, worked around a walk. The pitch in the dirt, 2-0. There's nobody throwing in Quad City's bullpen, so there is a chance that Moronis goes back out for the final frame of the game. But he had to throw 29 pitches to get through that eighth, 2-0. Johnson chops it foul off the dugout on the left side. J.J.'s extended his on-base streak to six games after walking in the fourth. He then stepped to the plate in the fifth and doubled for the second straight ball game. His total on the year now 17. Sanchez deals. 2-1, ripped down the left field line. It is hooking and lands fair. Johnson around first base, up to second. He's got another two-bagger. 18 on the year for JJ, and it's his 11th multi-hit contest since July 4th. Both of his doubles down that left field line. Sanchez came in with a fastball middle in at 96, and Johnson had no trouble getting the hands around. Gives you an idea of where he's at right now. So a man in scoring position with no one out for Lisandro Rodriguez. First pitch swung over the top of for strike one. Sanchez, 24 years old, from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Celebrated his birthday just over 2 weeks ago. He's making his 31st appearance of the year for Beloit. 0-1. Tapper foul off the catcher Prater, who goes down in pain behind home plate. Caught him on the right arm. Hey, Prater's had all kinds of issues in the two games he's played this week with that foul ball. He's been hit twice in the bare hand. Never feels good, especially with how quick these guys throw and hit the baseball. Sanchez, 4-1 with a 2.08 ERA this year. 36 strikeouts and 43 in the third innings. He pitched in the game Thursday against Quad Cities through two scoreless innings with help from a couple of Ks. Prater's got the mask back on. He's ready. Johnson at second base with no one out. 0-2 count on Rodriguez, who is 1-for-4 with a double today. Sanchez delivers. And it's scooped in the air towards the right field corner and deep. Alderman ranging over, and it is foul. Just got out of play in that small, about 5-foot gap between fair and foul territory. well, I should say, fair territory and the wall. There's only about 5 feet of foul ground once you get to the corners here at ABC Supply Stadium. Another 0-2 to Lizzie. Broken bat, roller to short. Lowry's got it. He fields, throws to first, and gets the out despite Rodriguez hustling. Johnson advances to third, and it brings up Kyle Hayes. Lots of exciting stuff happening at Modern Woman Park next week. Again, it's the penultimate homestand of the season for Quad Cities, so make sure you come out. Check out the Lansing Lugnuts for their only trip to Davenport this year. Infield in, man at third. Kyle Hayes, the batter with one out. First pitch, swings through a curveball. It's strike one. Hayes 1-for-2 with a couple of walks and an RBI double in the fifth. He's had a really nice game at the plate. 0-1. Down and outside. One ball, one strike. Tuesday, of course, a $2 Tuesday for the series opener. You can come to the game for the price of just $2. Get yourself a general admission ticket. Also enjoy $2 sodas and $2 hot dogs, courtesy of Pepsi of Davenport. 1-1, grounded foul to the left side, a ball and two strikes. Then on Wednesday, Los Banditos del Rio take the field as part of Copa Wednesday, brought to you by Grupo. They also bring you free Ferris wheel and carousel rides. And Keystone Light brings you $1 Keystone Light cans. So cheap beer, rides, baseball, can't beat Copa Wednesday. 1-2. Down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Thirsty Thursday coming up next. $2 domestic draft beer brought to you by Busch Light. Also, Bark in the Park, courtesy of Good Old Boy Tree Services. So bring your furry friend on Thursday. 2-2. Bouncer towards short. Played on the short hop by Lara. He looks back. The runner at third flips to first. Hayes is out number two, despite a pretty good swing. Well-executed defensive play by the Skycarp shortstop. And that'll bring up Davies Nadal. Thursday also features the Bandits' ninth pint glass giveaway of the year, sponsored by Another Round. And then Friday, Smart Toyota brings you its classic post-game fireworks show. And the University of Iowa Healthcare helps us celebrate Cancer Survivor Night. First pitch. Swing and a miss for Nadal. It's strike one. Always a special evening. My mom, a breast cancer survivor. Always nice to have these sorts of celebrations throughout the year. 0-1. High and away. One ball, one strike. Saturday, MediaCom brings you a Framber Valdez bobblehead giveaway. Celebrate a World Series star and World Series champ in Framber, former River Bandit back here in the 2010s. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the fastball. And then Sunday, a 1 o'clock series finale, pregame player autographs, thanks to the Quad City Times. All military members can enjoy a discount on GA tickets, just $2 on Sunday. 1-2. Swing in and miss. Nadal chased in the dirt. That's strike three. Dippin' Dots also brings you a team poster giveaway. It's Halloween with the River Bandits. Come dress up in your costumes, watch some baseball, and then stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases, sponsored by Air Gas. We go to the bottom of the ninth at ABC Supply Stadium. The River Bandits lead 9-3.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Women Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Women Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Right-hander Ben Sears is on to pitch the bottom of the ninth, looking for three more outs to secure the Bandits a win of the series finale and a win of the series. The Quad Cities' 10th of the season. And for Searsy, normally he enters the ninth inning going for a save. He is the league leader with 12 in 14 opportunities this year, but just trying to get a little work in today with his team up 9-3. Brett Roberts leads off the frame. First pitch. He lines it into the glove of Warner at third base. Unfortunate out number one for Brett Roberts. Fortunate out number one for Ben Sears. So quickly, Colby Shade up with one out, nobody on. Sears is making his team-leading 38th appearance of the year. It's tied with West Michigan's Tanner Kohlhepp for the second most in the league this year. He is 2-3 with a 3.62 ERA. First pitch. Slider is a strike on the low outside corner. Shade batting for the fifth time atop the Skycarp lineup card. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts plus a pair of walks. 0-1. Fastball called strike two on the low inside corner. Sears pitched two scoreless innings against Beloit on Tuesday, and that's when he picked up his league-leading 12th save of the year. 0-2. Wave and a miss on the slider. Strike three. And those are a couple of quick outs for Sears, who now just needs one more to wrap up this series. Gage Miller striding in. 2-4. Single in the first, and then a near inside the park home run in the seventh that wound up a two-run triple. Then he tried to score on a fly ball hit by Laura one batter later. Tried to tag from third, but Dave East Nadal threw him out of the plate. First pitch. Sears misses with a curveball, low and away. Ben is working on a sub-2 ERA in the month of August. He's gotten extra hot at the right time. The pitch. Swing and a miss, 92 on the heater, 1-1. He is 24 years old, a native of Rhode Island, 6'6", 210 pounds. He works out of the stretch and from the first base side of the rubber, 1-1. Wave and a miss on a curveball, it is 1-2. Bandits standing up in that third base dugout. They want to go shake hands and celebrate a big series win. Sears is ready. 1-2 pitch to Miller. Line drive, shallow right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Gage Miller is going to get his today. 3-5 with two RBIs. He wasn't going to let Sears close out the game that easily. Ben, frustrated with himself, spikes the rosin bag down into the backside of the mound. 94 down the middle, just a challenge me fastball. Miller, too talented of a hitter. So now the inning extended for Laura. One for four with an RBI single. He'll take the first pitch at the knees for strike one. Sears sitting 91-94 with the fastball. That's usually where you'll see him. He goes back for the rosin bag. And now resets. A one. Couldn't get him to chase the slider low and outside. One ball, one strike. Again, Sears for the rosin. Going for it pitch after pitch. Little lick of the fingers and just the exact feel he wants. 1-1. Slider, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's a swinging strike two. And once again, Skycarp down to their last out and their last strike. And going for the rosin and then licking your fingers. I don't think you're supposed to be ingesting all that. But clearly it's working for Ben. 1-2. Soft serve liner into center field. Another base hit. Miller scoots up the second, and Lara has a multi-hit day. Sears just kind of rolling his eyes as he watched it go into center field. That was a great pitch. Curveball, low outside corner, actually just off the corner at 80. And Lara kept the barrel of the bat back and just sort of flicked it out there. Sears, before facing Alderman, spikes the rosin bag even harder into the back of the mound. Alderman 2-for-4 already. First pitch. Slider missed outside for ball one, just off the plate. Skycarp now with 3 runs on 8 hits. They scored the game's opening tally in the first, 2 in the 7th, but they were already down by 8 at that point. 1-0. Fouled into the catcher, Hayes. Maybe also into Derek Pacheco, the plate umpire. And it's 1-1. There have been just a bevy of base runners in this game. 20 combined hits, 10 combined walks, and 2-hit batsmen. 12 runs to show for it. Quad Cities with 9 of them. Here's the 1-1 to Alderman. Up and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bandits, if they can close this thing down, will pick up their 25th win here in the second half and maintain a full game lead in the playoff spot. 2-1. Inside, ball three. Make sure you stick around for the River Bandits postgame show. We'll get you some updates from around the Midwest League and the rest of the Kansas City Royals farm system. Scoreboard watch and time here in baseball. 3-1. Fouled off the hands, out of play, and now the count is full. Alderman's had a really good series. Multi-hit game on Friday. The only game he's not recorded a hit was in the series opener Tuesday. Runners will be in motion with 2 outs and a full count. The pitch. Chopper back up the middle. Rodriguez fields at second, throws to Caglione at first, and ends the ball game. 4th win of the week for Quad Cities. They nail down the series in the finale, and the Bandits remain a full game in control of that second half playoff berth. Bandits will shake hands at the mound and celebrate a really good week here in Beloit. 3 straight wins to start the series, losses Friday and Saturday, but a convincing 9-3 win in the finale. River Bandits postgame show comes your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Time this week, and for the final time this season, we welcome you back to ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit. Kyle Kirchwell with you for the River Bandits postgame show. It's a happy one for the good guys today. Quad Cities secures the series finale and thus the series with a 9-3 victory. Here's what the line score looked like for the Bandits: 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They go 5 for 20. With men in scoring position today and strand 9 on the base paths. For the Skycarp, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 3 for 11 with men in scoring position. They strand 10. The winning pitcher is Oscar Rio, who gave up just 1 run in a 5-inning start on 4 hits, 1 walk, and a career-high matching 8 strikeouts that mark his best as a River Bandit. The losing pitcher, Ike Buxton. He falls to 2-7, allowing 7 earned in 3 2/3 on 7 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. There were 7 relievers who took the mound today, 3 for Quad Cities. Chaz Martinez gave up 2 runs in 2 innings. Andrew Morones threw a scoreless 8th, and Ben Sears wrapped up the game with a scoreless 9th. Offensively, the Bandits got multi-RBI efforts from both Dustin Dickerson and Jack Caglione. Cags with his first multi-hit game as a Bandit, actually his second multi-hit game as a Bandit. He goes 2-for-4 with a single, a 3-run bomb in the fourth. Was also hit by a pitch to help out the OBP in the sixth. Justin Johnson continues to stay hot. He went 2-for-4 in the ball game, both of his hits doubles. Every single batter in the Bandits lineup picked up at least one hit today. Let's take you around the Midwest League one more time. It looks like Lansing in West Michigan are eventually going to play today. Boy, their game has been delayed for at this point almost 3 hours. But the Whitecaps and Lugnuts about to start game one of a doubleheader. So plenty of baseball happening at Jackson Field this afternoon if you still have not gotten your fix of Midwest League action. They're still trying to figure out the situation in Lake County. Wow, Great Lakes and the Captains supposed to play a quasi-doubleheader today. They were supposed to resume a suspended ball game yesterday and play the originally scheduled series finale. But as it's marked down right now, the suspended game is, quote, undefined. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but game 2 of the doubleheader has been canceled. So they're clearly having rain and scheduling issues between the Loons and Lake County. Those teams clearly not playing each other again for the rest of the second half, so they need to figure out something over in Lake County, because the Loons in the midst of a battle for a playoff spot. Doesn't matter for the Captains. They already punched their ticket in the first half, but entering action today, Great Lakes 3.5 games out from first place. So you know they want to get the games in. Lake County probably not quite as concerned.
Over in Fort Wayne, the Dean Dragons helped out their playoff causes, beating the Tin Caps 7-1 and becoming the first team in the Midwest League to 30 wins in the second half. They are 30-18. Also, wins for both Peoria and Cedar Rapids, but fortunately, Quad City's not impacted because of their win today. Cedar Rapids beat South Bend 4-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and Peoria trailed 1-0 going into the eighth, but Chiefs wound up beating the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 3-2. We'll be keeping close tabs on Peoria and Cedar Rapids next week as we continue to break down the playoff push. As far as action goes, in the Kansas City Royals farm system, still stuff being played in Springdale. The Naturals have scored in four straight innings to take a 6-2 lead over Corpus Christi. Columbia will get going from Myrtle Beach in about 2.5 hours, actually an hour and a half. That'll be a 5:35 Central Time start. And in an hour or so, AAA Omaha will conclude its series against the Louisville Bats. The Bandits with the win today, now 55-58 overall, 25-23 in the second half, and 29-31 away from Modern Woodman Park. For the Beloit Skycarp, the loss sinks them to 51-60 on the season, 21-27 in the second half, and 33-26 here at home. Next week, the Bandits open up a six-game series with the Lansing Lugnuts beginning Tuesday at Modern Woodman Park. First pitch in Davenport, scheduled for 6:30. If you can't make it out, be sure to tune in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and right here at riverbandits.com. We'll have all the coverage, starting with the River Bandits pregame show at 6:20. That'll do it for our broadcast today and for our broadcasts this season at ABC Supply Stadium. My name's Kyle Kirchival. Wherever you tuned in from, thanks so much for doing so. We hope to catch you on Tuesday for another big series. Quad Cities still fighting for that last playoff spot. There are just 18 games left to go in the 2024 regular season. Until Tuesday, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, a terrific Monday, and we'll catch you from Davenport for the series opener at 6:30 on August 20th. So long from Southern Wisconsin.